Hello, this is Bob Harris from BBC Radio 2, and you're listening to Radio JCOM in Leeds.
Welcome to Radio JCOM, 1386 Medium Wave, also to be found at radiojcom.com. You're listening to me, Susie Gordon, Community Development Executive, on a show called It's All About You, to find out all about our community organisations. And today it's all about CST, the Community Security Trust, which aims to seek to protect our community from the external threats of bigotry, anti-Semitism and terrorism. And our very special guest today is Mark Gardner. Hi, Mark, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We're doing my first ever phone interview, which is quite exciting. And thank you so much for coming to talk to us.
An absolute pleasure.
So you've been working for CST for many years, so we're hoping you'll have all the right answers and all the information we need.
I'll do my best.
Okay, shall we start?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Excellent. So should we go from the beginning? How, when, why was CST created?
CST was created as a charity, given charitable status, in 1994. So we're actually going to be 20 years old this year, which for us is quite exciting. But of course, the history of British Jewish self-defence goes back an awful lot longer than that. Everybody seems to have been at, or their grandparents were at, or they know somebody who was at the famous Battle of Cable Street when Oswald Mosley's fascists were stopped from marching through what was then the Jewish East End of London. That's kind of the famous starting point of Jewish communal self-defense, although in truth it actually goes back even longer than that. There were a lot of great things done in the 1940s during the war, most of which have not been written up, to be honest, in which the Board of Deputies of British Jews and other Jewish organisations actually helped the war effort to identify British fascists and keep them behind bars, keep the country safe from Nazis. When Jewish ex-servicemen came back from World War II, they just couldn't believe it. They found that there were actually British Nazis on the streets marching again in support of Mosley.
Goodness.
So some physical violence was applied. They were stood up against. That repeated in the 50s. It repeated in the early 1960s as well.
So was it individuals who were kind of sticking up for the Jewish rights, or was it organisations?
It was loosely organised. The most famous group being the so-called 62 group, but that was one of a few different groups that came together. So you had basically Jewish ex-servicemen, including people who were associated with the Association of Jewish Ex-Servicemen, and then you had people who just wanted to protect their communities but weren't actually affiliated to formal organizations as such. Chairman of CST, Gerald Ronson, that's where his tradition goes back to, literally street fighting.
Gosh.
In the 1960s. And a lot of the people who were around then still support CST in our work, but obviously what we do now is very, very different. By 1994, there had been the Community Security Organization for quite a few years, which was basically doing security at Jewish events. And then in 1994, there was the car bombing of the Israeli embassy in London,
mm-hmm.
and also of Balfour House, which was a Jewish come Israeli community centre in North London.
And lots of young kids and youth hang out there as well, don't they, for events and things.
That same year, that same summer, actually, there was a terrible truck bombing of the Jewish community centre in Buenos Aires,
gosh,
which murdered 84 people. And it literally tore the heart out of the Jewish community in Argentina. So the chief rabbi's office was there. The equivalent group to CST was there, the birth, deaths, marriages, the equivalent to the Board of Deputies, etc. And that truck bombing has subsequently been apportioned to Hezbollah and to Iran. So in that whole climate of what was happening locally and internationally, the Home Secretary at the time, and also the Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police at the time, said, you know what, CSO needs to have charitable status. And that's how CST, as it currently is constituted, came into existence.
Well, that's amazing. And it's really sad, isn't it, that we need to have such an organisation, but it's, and especially still in this day and age, it's absolutely essential. And I mean, you have a big team of people, don't you? You're not just in London, you're not a London-centric group.
That's absolutely correct. We must have trained well over 3,000 people over the last 10 to 20 years.
Gosh. Around the country?
All around the country, absolutely correct. We've got a great team in Leeds who I've worked with for many, many years, and there's some big characters in Leeds who I won't reel off, but who perhaps many of your listeners will know and will associate with CST over the years. I think there's some pretty strong, good guys in Leeds. Also, we've got a great team in Manchester, and we've got a northern office in Manchester. Then we've got the larger building in London. We have volunteers all throughout the country. And there should be basically people responsible for security at a whole range of communal organisations, again, throughout the length and breadth of Britain. Excuse me. We don't care what particular religious group somebody belongs to in the Jewish community, and we really don't care also about people's personal politics. We're not here to choose between pro-Israel, non-Israel, ultra-Orthodox, liberal, reform, progressive, Masorti, United Synagogue. Anybody and everybody should feel welcome to join CST to protect our entire community. Anti-Semites don't distinguish between Jews. Let's be clear about that. And unfortunately, when I talk about the threats that the community faced in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and then I talk about what happened in 1994, and then I contemplate what happens today, well, you know, a lot of things change. Mm. A lot of things really, really do change. Jews don't live in the same places that we used to live in. We've moved. We don't compete for houses. We don't really compete for jobs. We're not the new immigrants on the block. But threats evolve and change and new ones arrive. And, you know, now in my office we talk about what's all this business about British citizens going off to Syria to fight and MI5 issuing all these warnings about them coming back. What's this business about Brits trying to go to Somalia to fight and joining up with East African Al-Qaeda and the threats that that poses? And you see it exactly with the guy who murdered drummer Lee Rigby in Woolwich, South London, in the summer. So these things just seem to, they just seem to become more complicated.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, actually, has CST had to adapt its role really within the community, because with like suicide bombers and car bombing threats, and I mean, it all sounds pretty terrifying. Has CST, with like training even just with your volunteers, have you had to change the way that you work as an organisation?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a great question. And it's a question that's really, really important for us. We have to be totally aware of how the modus operandi, to make it sound fancy, the way that the terrorists work changes. It used to be that largely terrorist attacks against Jews around the world, certainly from the 1960s onwards, machine guns, hand grenades, that sort of thing. Nowadays, we're talking about truck bombs, car bombs, suicide bombers. The number of people who the terrorists are trying to kill
is much more than it
used to be, and the techniques, you know, they don't care if they survive or not. They actually want to be martyred. So it does change things, and it does mean that the training has to change. But the basics really remain the same. And if you want, I can just quickly run through that.
Yeah, of course.
Excellent. Basically, you should protect a Jewish community building in the same way that you would protect your own home. You wouldn't leave your front door open.
Mm-hmm.
And you would check who's coming into your house. So we'll start from that premise. But then again, a Jewish community building, unfortunately, does carry a level of terrorist threat to it. And, you know, we see that from the number of terrorist attacks that are successful around the world, like the terrible, terrible attack in Toulouse at the Jewish primary school.
Yeah.
And that means that the security needs to be more than just keeping the door closed and checking who's coming in and out. It means that we've literally gone round the entire British Jewish community, putting film, special shatterproof film, on the windows in all the buildings, because if God forbid there was to be a bomb outside, it's the shatter of the glass that causes the most casualties.
Yeah, I had one of the regional director from CST who's based in Leeds came and did a presentation actually to all our organisations about how to protect ourselves. I mean, it was really interesting and it sounds scary, but there are so much that CST is doing that actually it's to stop being scared and stop us feeling under threat, because they're taking it so seriously that in fact it's actually, we are in a safer position than if we worked in a random office somewhere and who knows what could happen outside by accident. So to the listeners, it sounds terrifying, but the amount of work and effort that's gone into the buildings, the security at the buildings, the training of your staff itself is
that's right.
I mean, it's at the highest possible level.
That's right, and it's I'm really glad that you've brought that up, because it's inevitable, unfortunately, for me speaking on behalf of CST, to be asked about the bad things. Why do we do this? What can we do against it? Tell us about terrorism. Tell us about anti-Semitism. But I don't do this job, and all of our wonderful volunteers around the country don't do this job because we want to scare people. We do the job because we care about standing up against anti-Semitism, and because we want our community, our families, our friends, our communities, to be able to lead the Jewish lives that they have every right to lead. And, you know, the basic fact is that if anti-Semitism was something that happened to people on a daily basis, if that was an average thing for the average Jew to experience, you certainly wouldn't need me at CST to come on the phone to explain to people what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, everybody would be fully aware of it, and it would be a really bad situation. Exactly the same with terrorism. Sometimes, unfortunately, God forbid, something does happen somewhere in the world. People see it, and they're reminded of it, and, you know, they're nervous for a while. And then the nerves, you know, they gradually diminish, and people get back to normal and leading a normal life. CST's job to do our best to maintain that absolute normality, but it's also our job to know about the things that maybe the average person doesn't hear about. So, you know, we're trying to look into, there's always people being arrested these days for terrorism offences, for example. You know, we want to know from the police, okay, is there any relevance to the Jewish community? Do these guys have any anti-Semitic stuff in amongst the stuff that they had? Were they talking about Jews whilst they were talking about the targeting, etc., etc.? So because of our job, we need to look into it, obviously. But I'm not here trying to make people scared, but equally, there's no way that CST is going to somehow or other lie about what's going on. You know, what's going on is what's going on.
And Mark, I'm going to stop you just there. We're just going to take a short break. Afterwards, we're going to talk actually more on the positive sides of CST.
Good.
I've got a few more questions to ask you. So I hope the listeners will stay and listen to Joss Stone, actually, who wrote a song about security. So bear with us and we'll come back to you soon. Thank you.
A hole through anybody's soul, and you are only human. after all. So don't hold back the tears, my dear. Release them so your eyes can clear. I know that you will rise again, but you gotta let them fall. I wish that I could snap my fingers, erase the past, but no, you cannot rewind reality once the tapes are over. Set you free, I'll be your security. Oh, a moment of despair that forces you to say the lies unfair. It makes you scared of what tomorrow may bring. But don't go giving in to fear. Stop hiding all alone in there. The show keeps going on and on, but you'll miss the whole damn thing. I wish I had a crystal ball to see what the future holds, but we don't know how the story ends till it's all been told. If your spirit's broken and you can't bear the pain, I'll be your security. On any clock upon the wall, the time is always now. So baby, kiss the past goodbye. Don't let the future blow your mind. Just sit back and chill. Take things as they
Welcome back to Radio JCOM 1386 Medium Wave, also to be found at radiojcom.com. I'm Susie Gordon, finding out about CST, our incredibly vital community security trust. That song was Security by Just Stone. And so before the short break, we're just finding out about the role that CST plays. So hopefully Mark is still with us. Mark, are you there still?
Yes, of course.
Excellent. Sorry about that break. You don't actually get to hear the music when you're on the phone. So we were looking really into the importance of CST, that it that plays on the role it has within the community. What are the achievements? What successes have you had so far?
I think there's one success that I really, really like, which we never get to talk about, and it's probably not something that you're expecting me to say, which is that there have actually been quite a lot of marriages as a result of men and women
really
meeting within CST.
That's hilarious.
The former chief rabbi, Jonathan Sacks, Lord Sacks, used to say that we were the Jewish community's most successful dating agency.
That's hilarious.
So we talk about continuity of Jewish life.
That's hilarious. So for all these single people out there, join CST.
Indeed, indeed. Meet interesting boys and girls, much like yourself. Yeah, there are even people in my office, actually, who ended up getting married to each other. So I really, really like that.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that happens?
Do you know what? I think it's just a good team environment. There's a really good camaraderie because people join up. They do a fairly intensive training course where you come in one day a week I'm not sure how many weeks it is these days. It's at least 3 months, to be honest. Then you would usually join a local team. You'd have regular meetings. But more importantly than regular meetings is you'd go out and work together on events. And basically that fosters a really strong team spirit when you're stood outside in the rain, as it inevitably seems to do.
Well, in England particularly.
And you're working together, and it's just that team effort where you spend many hours working together, sometimes in situations of risk that you're aware of, but maybe everybody else isn't quite so aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are times when, like if you're protecting a public Jewish parade or something like that, and there are counter demonstrators,
you're in vulnerable situations.
Yeah, and I think there's an incredible camaraderie between amongst our volunteers, amongst our staff. I think it's just the circumstances of the work.
That's such a nice story, because my role is community development, and Jewish continuity is probably one of the hardest parts of the role,
yeah,
to ensure other Jews meet other Jews. And that's such a nice story. It's quite uplifting. No, I wasn't expecting that answer in the slightest. Moving on from there, then, are there anything else that you want to talk about with achievements, or is there anything that CST is?
Well, there are various security related achievements. Obviously, there are also various information and research related achievements where we've identified certain people and brought them to the attention of the authorities. It's difficult for me to go into most of those things in any kind of detail. The thing that I like, though, is simply that it gives Jewish people the opportunity to proactively stand up, be proud to be Jewish. And when I was speaking before the break about the change in context and the change in situation for Jewish communities,
mm-hmm,
I love the fact that we live in a place and at a time when Jews can stand up for their rights, legally stand up for our rights, and come together and physically protect our community. I hate the fact that there are still threats out there, but do you know what? I have a certain feeling of inevitability about that, given the history and
yeah,
given the world today, the state that the world's in.
Yeah,
it's a complicated place.
Well,
so
people are complicated, aren't they? You deal with human beings. And,
yeah, exactly. So yeah. I just love the fact that we're able to give people a means of standing up and being proud.
All right, Mark, I think that's brilliant as well. It's our communities are safe, and it's down to CST that you feel so secure in going to events and you see the presence of security, or you go to something at the shul, the CST is standing outside in the freezing cold on Rosh Hashanah, and it's you feel comfortable, and it's down to those volunteers who do this constantly. I mean, we have events every week every month, and it's an array of people. You churn them out, and I think actually it should be CST should be celebrated a lot more than they
thank
are.
You.
What do you find are your main challenges, like with fundraising?
There's two main challenges.
Uh-huh.
I don't know which one to put first, really. Fundraising and having enough volunteer personnel. Every charity, Jewish, non-Jewish, faces the challenge of fundraising. I think maybe some people don't realize that we're a charity. That's probably our fault for not saying it more publicly.
How do you raise money? How do you raise funds?
Well, we raise money mainly through fundraising lunches, fundraising dinners,
events,
that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Pardon me. We also have a drive over some of the Chagim, where we partner with different synagogue movements to send letters out to their mailing lists. That's very important to us, and I hope that we can make more of that in the future. There's also always a need for more volunteers to help share the strain. In some places around the country, the same people have been doing the work for a long time, and we would like, very much like others, to pick up some of that pressure, to share some of that responsibility. And really, it's just ways of getting more people involved. We do often have people who are really quite old who want to contribute, and that's fine in London, for example, where we've got an office and we can say to people, do you know what, great, come on in, we'll give you some administrative work that you can help us out with. It'll save us on staffing costs, and, you know, because you're not as young as you once were, but you want to do something, mm-hmm. Terrific. But in places where we don't have actual offices, it can be a shame, because maybe we're not able to offer that to people.
Yeah, the facilities aren't available
to
you.
But really, please, please, please challenge us to find a way in which you can help us.
Okay, I hope listeners are hearing this, because it's such an important part of our community. Mark, I'm afraid that our interview's gone really quickly, and we're going to have to end it now. Is there anything you'd like to say, really, if I thought 1 minute, for you to add anything, plans for your future, anything you would have liked to have mentioned that you haven't mentioned so far?
Oh, thanks. That's really kind of you. I think I really just want to say that CST is not some kind of external factor in the community. We are the community. We are of the community. All of our staff, all of our volunteers, all of our funding comes from within the community.
So everybody give some money. Can I just explain? And we're going to have to close now. I'm really sorry.
Sure.
If anyone wants to get involved, anyone wants to volunteer, support financially, check their website, go to www.thecst.org.uk or phone the London head office. It's 0208 457 9999. Please call them. Please contact them. Thank you so much, Mark, for talking to us.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful programme.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's All About You is produced by Noel Somroy and is presented by me, Susie Gordon. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the rest of your day.